Now, Reed, we were talking yesterday about Rumpole of the Bailey, the episodes on educational television on the Mystery Show hosted by Vincent Price. Well, I sat down last night at 9 o'clock ready to watch Rumpole on Channel 15, and I got some phone calls, and I wasn't able to see it. But I thought that's okay because they run it again at 10 o'clock on the other educational channel, Channel 68. So at 10 o'clock, I turn on Channel 68. And Nova is on. Now, their broadcast had been delayed because the educational stations are in their fundraising drives right now. So they superimpose a little message on the bottom of the screen on Channel 68, and it says, Mystery will be seen on KET following Nova. Okay? The only problem is the word on was spelled O-W-N. Mystery will be seen on KET immediately following Nova.
You know, KET.
Now, that's education.
Serves all ends of the state.
I'm telling you.
That's the way you say it over there in Pike County.
I guess so. I know they need money.
Why don't you get on with it?
Let's get it on. It's 8 minutes after seven now. For the Looking Glass, Brandy, she's a fine girl. Oh, Brandy, you're a fine girl. You make a good wife, but I think I'm going back to the boat now. That's the Looking Glass at WAKY. Good morning. It's 10 minutes after 7 o'clock with Bob Moody, 7:10. We're down to 34 degrees now. That's a drop of 1 degree since last hour. I am very happy for John and Vivian Robertson at Louisville Stoneware. I was pleased to read in the newspaper yesterday that the Louisville Industrial Development Authority has recommended approval of a $350,000 bond issue for Louisville Stoneware so that they can renovate and expand their factory and showrooms on Brent Street in downtown. First National Bank of Louisville has agreed to purchase the bond issue. Still has to receive final approval from the Board of Aldermen, and if it does, they will be employing an additional 14 people on top of the 78 employees they have now, and acquiring another 26,000 square feet of room. And I would like to think that maybe by telling you about Louisville Stoneware over the past several weeks, that we've played a small part in making that possible. You know, they manufacture some of the finest stoneware made anywhere in the world. It's shipped all over the world. And by virtue of the fact that it's manufactured in the factory that's directly adjacent to their showroom, you can save a lot of money on it just by the fact that you live here. Because they save money, they don't have to pay to pack it. They don't have to pay shipping costs. No middleman involved. So by going to the showroom here, you can get some of the world's finest hand-painted quality stoneware. Excellent gifts, excellent items for your own home at terrifically low prices. Now, again, they're on Brent Street downtown. It's easy to find. If you're headed east on Broadway, you'll find Brent Street on your right just before you get to the L&N overpass. That's Louisville Stoneware. Somebody's knocking. That blue-eyed, silver-tongued devil come to call on Terry Gibbs. She doesn't seem to be too upset about it. Somebody's knocking. This is Bob Moody at WAKY. Good morning. It's 16 minutes after 7 o'clock. Our goal today is to get through the morning without any traffic problems at all. How are we doing on that, Reed?
Nothing unusual right now to Bob.
Okay, to citizens, just stay calm and we'll do this yet.
Coming up on 17 after 7.
Thank you, Reed. Mort Krim, I guess, will be here for Paul Harvey again.
He will be all week long.
Okay, that'll be coming up at 8:30, news and comment. It's 18 minutes after 7 with the Commodores. Like Sunday morning. Boy, am I easy. I mean, you want to talk easy, I'll kiss on the first date. Yep. 22 minutes after 7 o'clock. Commodores at WAKY. This is Bob Moody. Presentation Academy is celebrating its 150th year this week with Memory Week. They're inviting all of their former alumni and faculty to visit the school today and Friday for our open houses. Now, this morning at 9 o'clock, they'll have a special assembly in the gym to start today's open house festivities. It's at 9 o'clock in the gym at Presentation Academy. If you're not able to make it today, they will have another assembly Friday morning at 9. Well, if you want to find out how you rank in the cosmos this week, psychic Glenn Gladhill will be here with Mike McVeigh this morning between 10 and 11 to take your calls. It's 24 minutes after 7 o'clock with Daryl and John. Hall & Oates, your kiss is on my list. Because you kiss, I can't resist. Hall & Oates at WAKY 728 with Bob Moody. And well, I can see it's not working. I've been trying to ease you into Wednesday morning, and you just haven't hit your stride yet, have you? Well, we're going to have to go for the heavy ammo now. Come on, let's go.
Good morning. I'm Reed Yaden in the WAKY. The skies are mostly cloudy. The temperature is 34 degrees.
Reed, remember those pretty little purple stamps? Magenta. I think they were listed in the collector's catalogs with a picture of the Statue of Liberty. And down at the bottom it said, United States of America, 3 cents. And now, a week from Sunday, a first-class postage stamp goes up to 18 cents on the 22nd. It is official now. It's getting kind of strange. Gasoline is going up. You can't afford to go drive and see your friends anymore. South Central Bell wants to double their rates. You can't afford to call them anymore. And now stamps are going up to 18 cents a piece. You can't even afford to write them anymore.
And sewer rates may go up.
27%, isn't that what I saw they were asking for?
Oh. Getting rough all over, isn't it, Bob?
Well, all of a sudden, all kinds of lines just popped into my head, Reed, but I think I better
I think they popped into a lot of heads right about now.
Everybody got it simultaneously.
If we have a wreck on the expressway in the next 10 minutes, we'll know why.
Well, if you're going to the post office, I'm sure there's going to be a run on 3 cent stamps here in the next few days. You might as well go ahead and see if they have some 18s. 7:37 at WAKY with Ann Murray. Ann Murray's version of the Monkees song, Daydream Believer. 7:39, 21 minutes before 8 o'clock. This is Bob Moody at WAKY. There were a great many games played last night in the boys and girls high school basketball tournament in the regional play, including a couple of upsets in the 7th region. Eastern beat Manual again, 75-70, and Fern Creek managed to get by Atherton in overtime by 3 points. All of the boys and girls high school tournament scores are on the scorekeeper line, and you can get them by calling 571-GAME.
And 5301 Preston Highway.
It's 10 minutes before 8 o'clock, 7:50, with Bob Moody at WAKY. And your project for the next 3.5 minutes is to listen to this song and not think about Dial soap.
People.
WAKY, that is the incomparable voice of Barbara Streisand. 6 minutes before 8 with Bob Moody.
This is WAKY meteorologist Dr. Joe Sobel.
At WAKY, mostly cloudy, 34 degrees.
All right, it looks like I did the right thing in paying for my ticket to England last week.
Smart move.
Joe Templeton reporting that transatlantic plane fares going up as much as 50%, announced today. And he says the day of the cheap transatlantic flight is over. Let me tell you, from a guy that's paid for two of those tickets in the last 9 months, they were never cheap.
You're not buying two this time, are you?
No, I'm buying one, and my companion is buying her own.
You're no dummy.
Hey, I'm liberated. You got the money, honey, I got the time. Well, it's enough to make an English teacher wince with pain. If I can't have you, I don't want nobody, baby. That's Yvonne Elliman from Saturday Night Fever. 9 minutes after 8 o'clock, 8:09 with Bob Moody. 11 o'clock this morning, after I get off the air, I'm scheduled to have lunch with Nick Lazzaro. Nick is a district sales manager for Kelly & Cohen, and Nick's on his way to Pittsburgh tomorrow to celebrate the opening of the 44th Kelly & Cohen location in the Pittsburgh area. But the 5 local locations of Kelly & Cohen are celebrating by having special grand opening prices as well. Nick wanted me to be sure to tell you to look for the sale prices that will be in tomorrow's newspaper. And as I mentioned yesterday, if you have been thinking about getting a new television or a video tape recorder, now is the time. The NCAA tournament's starting tomorrow night with opening round games, and there are some potential matchups that will be classics, things you'll want to save on tape. You will not find lower prices anywhere else than at Kelly & Cohen. They guarantee it. They have a 30-day price protection guarantee. And if anyone else offers to sell or advertises the same merchandise at a lower price within 30 days of your purchase, they'll refund the money. So they won't be undersold. There's no reason for you to shop around when you can get top brand merchandise at a company that specializes in its own service and be guaranteed that you will not pay a lower price. At all 5 Kelly & Cohen locations in Clarksville, they're in the Kmart Plaza. They're in the Raceland Mall at Bardstown Road and Fagan Bush Lane. You'll find them in St. Matthews on Shelbyville Road, just across from the mall on Preston Highway in the Airway Shopping Center, and in the Dixie Manor Shopping Center on Dixie Highway.